Hey there, curious minds, and welcome to the deep dive. We're so glad you're here. Today, we're getting into something really key in our AI world. It's a challenge lots of us face. How do you get good, clean data off the internet, especially for, AI? And we want it to be super clear, especially if you're maybe just starting out with this stuff. Easy to understand, that's the goal. But hang on, before we jump in, a huge thank you to our supporter for this deep dive, SafeServer. They handle the hosting for exactly this kind of cutting-edge software, making sure it runs smoothly. They're really partners in digital transformation. If you need solid hosting and expert support, you can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Let me say that again. www.safeserver.de. Okay, so let's unpack this. AI can do amazing things. We've all seen it, writing, answering questions, incredible stuff. But here's the thing, right? An AI is only as smart as the info it gets and the internet. Well, it's not exactly a neat library, is it? It's more like a massive, messy, constantly changing garage sale. Some treasures, yeah, but lots of clutter too. And that's where our topic today, Firecrawl, comes into the picture.
Exactly. Firecrawl is basically, well, it's a specialized tool. Technically, it's a web data API. That just means it helps computer programs get information from the web. And its specific job, to take any website, even the really complicated ones, and turn its content into what we call LLM-ready data.
LLM, large language model, right? Like the brains behind ChatGPT.
Precisely. So LLM-ready just means the data is cleaned up, structured in a way these AI models can easily understand and use. Could be clean text, maybe like Markdown, or more organized info, like in a table.
Gotcha. So our mission today is to cut through the tech talk and really show you how Firecrawl makes this whole process simpler. Simpler for anyone building AI tools, doing research, or honestly just curious about how AI actually learns from the web. We want you to have those aha moments, you know, whether you're a builder or just watching it all happen. So let's dive into Firecrawl. Okay, let's start with the big why. Why do we even need a tool like this? What's wrong with just pointing an AI at a website? Can't it just read it like we do?
That's a really great question, actually, because it gets right to a core difference. How humans and machines will see the web. For us, it's visual. We see headings, pictures, menus, ads.
Yeah.
We kind of intuitively know what's important content and what's just, you know, Chrome.
Right. The layout helps us understand.
Exactly. But for an AI, a website is mostly just a big pile of code. HTML, JavaScript, maybe some CSS for styling. Trying to find the actual meaning in just the raw code, it's tough. Super overwhelming.
Okay.
And then you add in things like dynamic content stuff that only loads when you scroll or click a button.
Oh, yeah, like infinite scroll pages.
Right, or pop-up ads getting in the way. Trying to pull out just the meaningful structured data from all that chaos, that's a huge challenge.
So web scraping, that's the term, right? Is that what Firecrawl does? And is regular scraping really that hard?
Yes, Firecrawl is essentially a very advanced web scraper.
Yeah.
And yeah, traditional scraping.
Yeah.
It's notoriously difficult.
Why is that?
Well, for starters, websites change their layout all the time, so your scraper breaks.
Yeah.
Then many sites actively try to block scrapers. They look for bot-like activity.
Yeah.
Plus, so many sites rely heavily on JavaScript now. The content you want might not even be in the initial HTML code. It only appears after scripts run.
Right, so just grabbing the source code isn't enough.
Not nearly enough. And then you have things like CAPECHAs, those prove your human tests. They're specifically designed to stop automated tools like scrapers. Developers can spend, honestly, more time fighting these issues than actually getting the data they need. It's a constant battle.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting then. Firecrawl claims it solves this hard stuff. They say they can reliably get data from, what, 96% of the web. That sounds ambitious. How does it actually do that? Especially with those tricky JavaScript sites or ones trying to block you. What's the magic?
Well, it's not exactly magic, but it is clever engineering. Firecrawl was built specifically to automate all those complexities you just mentioned. Think about the hidden work in traditional scraping. Managing proxies, basically. Different IP addresses to hide behind.
Right, so the website doesn't block you from making too many requests.
Exactly. Rotating them, making sure they're from the right regions, handling failures. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Developers call it proxy headaches for a reason. Firecrawl handles all that automatically, behind the scenes. You don't even see it.
Okay, so no more managing lists of IP addresses.
Nope. And no need for complex setups like headless browsers or puppet browsers. Those are basically running a full web browser invisibly just to trick the site into rendering JavaScript.
Which must be slow and resource intensive.
Very. Firecrawl has more efficient ways. It handles rotating proxies. It manages how fast it makes requests so it doesn't overload the site respecting write limits. It even has something they call smart wait, which means it intelligently waits for dynamic content to load before grabbing it.
Smart wait.
Yeah, it's like having this really skilled agent navigating the web for you, ensuring you get clean data without all the usual technical drama.
So it's not just grabbing raw code, it's processing it intelligently.
Yeah.
And it's fast. The source said results in under a second. That seems incredibly fast for all that work.
It is remarkably fast, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that speed is absolutely crucial for a lot of modern AI applications.
Like what?
Think about real-time AI agents. Maybe a chatbot that needs to look up the latest product info or breaking news right now to answer your question accurately.
Ah, so it needs fresh data instantly.
Exactly. That sub-second response time means the AI can access current, relevant information almost immediately. That's a huge deal for how useful it can be.
That makes sense. But what about that other 4%? If it handles 96%, what happens when it hits a really, really tough site? Does it just give up or slow right down?
That's a fair point.
Hmm.
No system is perfect, especially with how fast web defenses evolve.
Hmm.
That remaining 4%, you're often talking about extremely protected sites.
Hmm.
Maybe highly sensitive financial portals or sites with very aggressive anti-bot tech.
Okay.
In those rare cases, yeah, it might take longer. Or maybe access could still be blocked occasionally. But FireCrawl is constantly being updated. They're always working on improving that success rate, tackling new challenges. The aim is to make those failures really, really rare for most common data needs.
Oh, okay. That clarifies things. So we understand the why the web is messy for AI. Now let's dig into the how. What are the actual tools in FireCrawl's toolkit? Let's start simple. If I just want the info from one specific web page, what do I use?
For that, you'd use the scrape feature.
Mm-hmm.
Super straightforward. You give it a URL, the web address.
Like copy-pasting from my browser.
Exactly. You give FireCrawl that URL, and it goes and gets the content. But crucially, it returns it in those LLM-ready formats we talked about.
And LLM-ready isn't just the raw HTML.
Right. Raw HTML is full of stuff for presentation fonts, colors, ads, menus that just confuses an AI.
Mm-hmm.
FireCrawl intelligently pulls out the core meaning, the actual content. It keeps the structure, like headings and lists, but cleans it up. Often, it gives you markdown.
Markdown, like simple text formatting.
Yeah, it's a format that LLMs understand really well. Helps them figure out relationships in the text, summarize better, you know, fewer mistakes or hallucinations.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get clean markdown or maybe structured data like JSON, the raw HTML if you really need it, links on the page, even a screenshot sometimes, or metadata. The point is always, give the AI data it can use straight away. No extra cleaning needed.
Okay, so scrape is like getting a perfect snapshot of one page. But what if I need a lot of pages? Like, say, all the product descriptions from an online store or every blog post from a site. Scraping one by one sounds tedious.
Definitely tedious. And that's exactly what the crawl feature is for. Instead of just one page, FireCrawl starts at a URL you give it, and then it follows the links to crawl all the accessible subpages on that site.
So it maps out the site itself.
It navigates it, yeah. And a really neat thing, especially for beginners, is that you usually don't need a sitemap.
A sitemap, that's like a table of contents for a website.
Kind of, yeah. It tells search engines what pages exist. FireCrawl often doesn't need one. It just explores like a user would, clicking links. You submit what they call a crawl job. It goes off and does its thing. And then you can check the progress and grab all the collected data when it's done. It gives your AI a much broader view of a site.
Okay, scrape is a snapshot. Crawl is a full exploration. What about map then? How's that different from crawl?
Good question. Map is specifically about discovering the structure or the layout of a website. It's much faster than crawl because it doesn't actually download the content of all the pages.
Right.
You give it a URL and it quickly comes back with a list of most of the links it finds on that starting page and potentially deeper links too.
So just the links, not the content.
Primarily the links, yeah. You can even add a search term to find specific kinds of links. Like you could say, map this site and show me all URLs that have blog in them. It's super fast for just understanding how a site is put together, maybe before you decide what you want to crawl in detail.
Useful for planning. Okay, and then there's search. This sounds different again, like using Google, but through FireCrawl.
Pretty much. FireCrawl's search API lets you perform web searches, just like using a search engine. But here's the cool part. You can tell it to automatically scrape the content from the top search results it finds, all in one step.
Oh, wow. So search and scrape together.
Exactly. You can set things like the language or country for the search, choose your output format. It makes targeted research really efficient. Imagine needing all recent news articles on a topic. Search finds them, scrape gets the content, all through one API call. It saves a ton of manual work.
Okay. These all sound great for getting text, but often, for AI, you need very specific pieces of information structured neatly. That's where Extract comes in, right? How does that work?
Yes, Extract. This tackles a really key problem. How do you pull out specific organized facts, like, say, a company's founding year, or the price of a product, or whether it supports feature X from a web page that's just, you know, paragraphs of text?
Yeah, or it's not in a nice, neat table already.
Precisely. The Extract feature lets you define exactly what you're looking for. You can use a prompt, which is just a natural language instruction.
Like telling it in plain English.
Yeah, like find the main contact email address or extract the key features listed. Or, and this is really powerful, you can provide a schema.
A schema, like a template.
Exactly. Think of it like a fill-in-the-blanks form. You define the fields you want. Company name, text, founding year number, is hiring. Firecrawl then uses its AI smarts to read the page and intelligently pull out only that specific information and put it into your defined structure.
So I could say, get me the company mission statement and tell me if they mention sustainability, and it would return just those two pieces of info, neatly labeled.
That's the idea. And you could do this for one page or run it across multiple pages or even a whole domain using wildcards like .com about. For developers, it even supports common schema tools like Pydantic in Python or Zod in Node.js, making it super easy to integrate into their code.
That sounds incredibly useful for turning messy web text into actual usable data for an AI.
It really is. It's moving beyond just reading to actually understanding and structuring information.
Now, you mentioned earlier things like clicking buttons or dynamic content. What if the data I need is hidden behind something like that? A cookie banner I need to accept or a load more button? Is Firecrawl stuck?
Ah, good point.
Yeah.
No, that's where their actions feature comes in. This is particularly available in their cloud service. It lets you tell Firecrawl how to interact with the page before it scrapes or extracts.
Interact how?
Like you can programmatically tell it. Click the button with the text, accept cookies, then scroll down the page twice, then type product specs into the search bar, then click the search button, and then extract the results.
Whoa. So it can simulate a human user?
Essentially, yes.
Hmm.
It can click, scroll, type, wait for elements to appear. It handles those interactive steps needed to actually get to the data. This is massive because so much web data today isn't just sitting there statically. You need to navigate or interact to reveal it. Actions makes that possible, even at scale, with their batch scraping features.
Okay, this toolkit sounds incredibly comprehensive, robust, technically impressive, but also you've explained it in a way that feels pretty clear, even if you're new to this. So let's bring it back to the listener. What are the big so what moments here? Why should someone, maybe just starting to explore AI, really care about Firecrawl? What does it unlock?
Yeah, connecting it to the real world is key. Firecrawl basically enables a whole new level of AI applications that were just much, much harder before.
Yeah.
Think about smarter AI chatbots. Imagine assistants that don't just rely on old training data, but can actively look up the latest info on the web to give you truly current, accurate answers.
Right, no more, sorry, my knowledge cut off it.
Exactly. Or think about lead enrichment for sales or marketing.
How would that work?
A tool could automatically visit a potential customer's website, use Extract to pull out their industry, recent news, maybe key contacts, all automatically updating the sales database.
Saving hours of manual research.
Totally. Or consider deep research, academics, market analysts. They could use Crawl and Extract to gather and structure vast amounts of information from articles, reports, industry sites, getting a comprehensive view in potentially minutes instead of weeks.
It really does sound like giving your AI a super-powered, always-on research assistant that actually understands how to use the web properly. That's huge. So is this accessible? Can someone listening right now actually try this out, or is it only for big companies with huge budgets?
No, that's one of the great things. It's designed to be very accessible. There are two main ways to use it. First, there's a powerful open source version. The code is freely available under licenses like AGPL and MIT. So if you're comfortable running software yourself, you can.
Open source, that's great for developers or tinkerers.
Definitely. But if you don't want to manage servers and infrastructure, they also have a fully hosted cloud offering at firecrawl.dev. You just sign up and use the API.
Okay, so options for different needs.
Exactly. And it's built for developers. They provide easy-to-use toolkits, SDKs for Python and Node.js, which are very popular languages.
Mm.
Plus, it plugs right into many popular AI frameworks people are already using, like LangChain, Llama Index, DeFi, even low-code tools like Zapier.
So it integrates well.
Very well. And
yeah.
They just raised significant funding Series A and released FireCrawl V2, so there's a lot of active development and support behind it. It's definitely a tool on the rise.
Okay, FireCrawl is clearly doing something important here. Taking this messy, complex web and making its data clean, structured, and readily available for AI. It feels like it removes a major bottleneck, making AI tools potentially much smarter and more reliable and easier for more people to build.
It really does. And that leads to a fascinating thought, doesn't it? If we significantly lower the barrier to accessing and structuring pretty much all the information on the web for AI, what happens next? What completely new kinds of applications might emerge? What insights could we uncover that were just impossible before? How does this fundamentally change how we gather knowledge, how we do research, how we build intelligent systems in the, you know, very near future? Mm-hmm. It really pushes us to think beyond what AI can do today.
That is a really thought-provoking question to end on. What does happen when AI can truly read and understand the live web? Thank you so much for walking us through FireCrawl today. Hope everyone listening feels much more clued in and maybe even a bit inspired about the possibilities here. And one final big thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer. They provide the essential hosting for advanced software like this, supporting your digital transformation reliably and securely. Find out more about them at www.safeserver.de. Until next time on The Deep Dive, keep digging, keep learning, and definitely keep being curious.